Welcome to day 97 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and we're continuing with our study of the Lord's Supper. We're at Westminster Larger Catechism, question 172. May one who doubteth of his being in Christ, or of his due preparation, come to the Lord's Supper? Answer: one who doubteth of his being in Christ, or of his due preparation to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, may have true interest in Christ, though he be not yet assured thereof, and in God's account hath it, if he be duly affected with the apprehension of the lack or want of it, and unfeignedly desires to be found in Christ, and to depart from iniquity, in which case, because promises are made, and this sacrament is appointed for the relief even of weak and doubting Christians, he is to bewail his unbelief and to labor to have his doubts resolved, and, so doing, he may and ought to come to the Lord's Supper that he may be further strengthened. So let's look at the first phrase. One who doubteth of his being in Christ or of his due preparation to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper may have true interest in Christ, though he be not yet assured thereof. Isaiah 50, verse 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. It says, look at Psalm 88 throughout, so in your spare time you'll want to look at Psalm 88. Psalm 77, parts of verses 1 through 12, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. When I remembered God and was troubled, I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. And so forth. Verse 7. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Jonah 2, verse 4, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. So one who doubteth his being in Christ or of his due preparation may have an interest in Christ, though he be not assured thereof. Interest there, by the way, doesn't mean you're curious about Christ, but rather it's like you have a vested interest. Legally speaking, an interest means a legal claim. Okay, the second phrase, and in God's account he hath it, if he be duly affected with the apprehension of the lack of it. He hath assurance, he hath an interest, even though he be duly afflicted, if he is duly afflicted with the apprehension of the lack of it. Isaiah 54, 7-10, for a small moment I have forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Matthew 5, verses 3 and 4, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Psalm 31:22, for I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. Psalm 73:13, verily I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. Psalm 73:22-23, so foolish was I and ignorant, I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. So He has an interest. He can have assurance if he is duly affected with the apprehension of the lack of it and unfeignedly desires to be found in Christ. Philippians 3, 8, and 9, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Psalm 10, 17, Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Psalm 42, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. O God, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. So if they're willing and desire to be found in Christ and desire to depart from iniquity, 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Isaiah 50, verse 10, Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Psalm 66, 18, If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me, he hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. So if there's a desire to be found in Christ and to depart from iniquity, in which case, because promises are made and this sacrament is appointed for the relief even of weak and doubting Christians, Isaiah 40, 11, He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might he increaseth strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Matthew 11, 28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 12, 20, A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. Matthew 26, 28, For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So one who unfeignedly desires to be found in Christ and to depart from iniquity, he is to bewail his unbelief. Mark 9:24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. He is to wail his unbelief and labor to have his doubts resolved. Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 16:30. And brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And so doing, he may and ought to come to the Lord's Supper, that he may be further strengthened. Romans 4:11, And he, Abraham, received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. 1 Corinthians 11:28, But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Westminster Larger Catechism, question 173. May any who profess the faith and desire to come to the Lord's Supper be kept from it? Answer, such as are found to be ignorant or scandalous, notwithstanding their profession of the faith and desire to come to the Lord's Supper, may and ought to be kept from that sacrament by the power which Christ hath left in his church until they receive instruction and manifest their reformation. The first phrase that such as are found to be ignorant or scandalous, notwithstanding their profession of the faith and desire to come to the Lord's Supper, may and ought to be kept from that sacrament by the power which Christ hath left in his church. 1 Corinthians 11, from verse 27 to the end. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged, and etc. to the end of the chapter. Compared with Matthew 7, 6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. And compare this with 1 Corinthians 5 to the end, the story of the excommunication of the man in the church of Corinth who is having, who is violating the seventh commandment. And compare this with Jude 23, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And with 1 Timothy 5:22, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. So they are to be kept from the sacrament by the power which Christ hath left in his church until they receive instruction and manifest their reformation. 2 Corinthians 2:7, and this is talking about the fellow in 1 Corinthians 5, which you can take the time to read above. So that contrariwise you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. So the burden here of these verses and these promises are that those who are weak and are seeking will be given grace and will be accepted. We'll continue with the Westminster Larger Catechism tomorrow on day 98.